弟兄姐妹平安。
It's indeed great to be here to worship with you and to share God's word with you this morning.
Yeah. 今天很高兴能够大家来分在一起来分享主的信息。
The passage we are discussing from today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 to chapter 2, verse 4.
今天我们要来查考的信息是从哥林多后书一章十二节到二章四节。
I'll read to you from the English Standard Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 to 2-4. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behave in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so towards you. For we are not writing to you anything other than what you read and acknowledged, and I hope you will fully acknowledge, just as you did partially acknowledge us, that on the day of our Lord Jesus, you will boast of us as we will boast of you. Because I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first, so that you might have a second experience of grace. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia, and to come back to you from Macedonia, and have you send me on my way to Judea. Was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Do I make my plans according to the flesh? Ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaim among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ, and has appointed us, and who has also put his seal on us and given us his spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. But I call God to witness against me. It was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy. For you stand firm in your faith. For I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you. For if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained? And I wrote as I did, so that when I came, I might not suffer pain from those who should have made me rejoice. For I felt sure of all of you, that my joy would be the joy of you all. For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart, and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you. Now, since we began the study of Acts in the cell groups, and now we are exploring 2 Corinthians from the pulpit, I have come to appreciate Apostle Paul from a different light.
自从我们在小组论开始查考这个《使徒行传》，而且在讲台上分享这个哥林多后书的时候呢，我们开始从另外角度欣赏保罗这个人。
Now most of us will know Paul as a passionate Jewish man.
我们知道到保罗是一个非常热情的一个犹太人。
Who had a life-changing experience on the road to Damascus.
在大马士革的路途上呢，他与神相遇了。
And became a servant of the Lord.
他成为一个神的仆人。
He was widely known as a faithful missionary and a martyr who died for his faith.
所以我们都知道他是一个出名的宣教士，也是一个殉道者。
But in this second letter to the Corinthians, I see him primarily as a pastor, ministering to his church in Corinth.
但是在这个书信里面呢，我们从这个牧者的角度来看到这个牧人呢，怎么样子牧养这个哥林多教会。
Now Paul as pastor is not as commonly discussed as Paul the missionary or martyr.
一般我们认识保罗是从一个宣教士的角度，而不是从一个牧者的角度来看他。
But reading Paul from a pastoral perspective, we will understand his message and letter better.
如果从一个牧者的角度来看这封书信呢，我们就能够更加的了解他。这个牧者。
Now, 2 Corinthians is a difficult letter.
这个哥林多后书是一个非常难解的书信。
It is also a very emotionally charged letter.
也是一个充满情感的书信。
Now, we can feel his heartbeat as he shares his feelings with his church.
我们能够当他分享的时候，我们能够感到保罗的心。
Now, unlike Paul's other letters, 2 Corinthians is filled with many digression and sidetrack theological footnotes.
不像其他的书信一样，这个哥林多后书充满其他的分支的这个主题。
As he weaves in and out throughout the letter.
他在这主题呢进进出出的。
The Corinthian church had always held a special place in his heart.
因为哥林多教会在他心里是一个特别的位置。
Together today, we shall explore the pastoral heart of Pastor Paul.
今天我们来探索这个保罗在这个牧者的心。
Like many in ministry, pastors have always much heartaches and pains when they're interacting with their sheep.
就像其他事工一样，我们知道说在这事工里面是充满痛苦和忧伤的。
Pastor Paul was no exception.
保罗也是不例外。
Now at around AD 50, Paul established the church in Corinth.
当在这保罗在设立这个哥林多教会的时候。
Now even though Paul was the founder of this church, he recently came under scrutiny by his friends and foes in Corinth.
虽然保罗是这个教会的创始人呢，他也开始受到其他人的监视。
How could it be?
为什么呢？
Wasn't he an apostle who was loved by many Christians?
他不是那位牧者呢，被大家尊崇的吗？
He was like Steve Jobs when he was when he resigned from Apple, the very company that he founded when he had a power struggle with his board of directors.
就像那个CEO Steve Jobs 一样，他是那个苹果 Apple 的创始人。
Now here, Paul was not struggling with power, but with the discipline of the church and the integrity of his apostleship.
这时保罗所挣扎的不是内部的斗争，而是他属灵上的这教会上属灵上的纪律性。
Now what has he done to deserve such examination and questioning?
到底使徒保罗做了什么东西呢？使到他人家这样子的对待他呢？
To understand that, we need to first understand the historical background to which it was written.
如果要了解的话呢，我们要重新从那个历史的背景来看这样的事情。
Now, primarily, 2 Corinthians was a letter of response to a complicated relationship between Paul and his church.
其实这个哥林多后书是保罗跟这个哥林多教会一个复杂关系的一个解释。
He was a spiritual father ministering to his spiritual children in Corinth.
他是一个他们的一个属灵的长者来牧养他们。
It was also a letter of defense against his detractors.
这封信也是为了对那些教会中偏离分子的那个澄清他的立场。
Now, what were the charges made against him?
他们向他指控什么东西呢？
There were many, but I will only focus on one today.
其实他指控他的有许多事项，那今天我们要注重在这一项。
He was accused of vacillating travel plans.
他们指控他在他的这个行程上呢拿不定主意。
Vacillating is a big word. I had to check the dictionary.
他对他的拿不定主意。
To vacillate is to be undecided about something, waver between conflicting positions or causes of action.
那这个反复不定就是代表他对这个彼此冲突的这个事件呢拿不定主意。
He has been accused of being fickle and demanding in his letters.
他反复多变呢，他也在这个语气上呢非常的苛刻严厉。
And was Paul guilty as charged?
到底保罗有错吗？
Let's take a look at his travel plans.
那我们来看看他那个他原来的他行程的计划。
The next slide will show you the map.
这下一张有看到他这个地图吧
？It's a little small, but you'll see the places that are involved. Ephesus is on the right-hand side.
以弗所就在右边。
And later you will see Macedonia, which is the whole of the top left corner, the whole place.
马其顿就在上面那边哈。
Yep, and Corinth is Corinth is in the bottom in Achaia, in the bottom left side.
哥林多教会是在左下角那边。
Okay, now let's look at his travel plan A.
来看他们这个他的计划 A， 他怎么样的计划他的行程。
So from Ephesus, he made plans to go to Macedonia, to Corinth, and to Jerusalem.
他原来的计划 A 呢是从以弗所到马其顿，然后再到哥林多，接着最后到达这个耶路撒冷。
Now, Plan A was conceived in Ephesus in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 16.
这个计划 A 是在以弗所书，我们能够读到这样子的一个计划。
He says, "After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you from for I will be going through Macedonia." Perhaps I will stay with you a while or even spend the winter so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits.
在这个以弗所书我们会读到呢，他说我当我经过这马其顿的时候呢，我们会到你那边去呢，因为我会经过这个地方，然后可能我跟你们在当时住在一起，可能在这个冬天的时候呢，也跟你们在这边一起过冬，这样子的一个形容。
Now the problem started after he left Ephesus.
问题是出在他当他离开以弗所以后。
He made an unscheduled trip to Corinth before Macedonia.
他临时改变行程呢，到提早到这个马其顿去。
Effectively, he pushed forward his trip so that he could see them sooner.
他因为这样子提前呢到马其顿去，因为他希望早点见到他们。
But this surprise trip turned out to be a painful one for both him and the church.
但这个临时的决定呢，成为他一个非常忧伤的一个旅程。
Now, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, for I've made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you.
所以在哥林多后书二章一节的时候，他说到我不想再有这样的忧伤的旅程到你们那边去了。
Now, let's look at his plan B.
到底他的计划 B 是怎么样子呢？
Now, plan B was from Ephesus to Corinth during his painful visit, and Macedonia, and back to Corinth again, and then to Judea.
这个 B 计划是这样子，他从以弗所到哥林多，然后哥林多到马其顿，马其顿到回到哥林多，然后继续到犹太去。
Now, plan B involves two visits to Corinth.
这个计划呢，有两次探访。
The revised plan B was a plan he formed at Ephesus, but was announced at Corinth when he made that painful visit.
当时这个计划是在在这个以弗所那边形成的，但是呢，而且在哥林多教会给他们通知他们。
Now in verse 15 it says, "Because I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first, so that you might have a second experience of grace."
他是希望能够再次来到你们当中，从你叫你们再次得益。
Now, Paul was merely relating his desire to see them a second time.
其实保罗是跟他们说，我很想见到你们。
And he wanted to see them again so that they could have a second experience of grace.
他希望再次见到他们呢，希望他们再次得益。
Was God's grace not enough that they needed another?
难道上帝的恩典不够吗？还需要保罗再次回去吗？
What is this second experience of grace?
到底这个再次得益什么意思呢？
The Greek word for grace is charis.
Which
is commonly explained as God's grace.
通常被解作是神的恩典。
It is often understood as God's unsorted or unmerited blessings or gifts.
是一般都说神无条件的恩典和礼物。
But here in this letter, Paul uses the term differently.
这是在这边呢，其实保罗用的这个词。也是不一样。
It is likely to mean kindness or opportunity for kindness.
这边比较解释为这个仁慈，或者有机会做善事。
Now, grace is a central theme in Paul's theology.
我们知道恩典是这个保罗宣教的一个非常重要的主题。
But grace here is understood as hospitality.
那在这边这个经节里面呢，我们把它了解成为。这个好客就是殷勤的招待外来的访客。
Now, hospitality is an important gift for the early church.
当时早期的时候，教会这个好客这个特点呢是非常对初期教会是非常重要的。
Now, it was rare for apostles at the time to make travel plans, and so whenever possible, they often visit the homes of hospitable Christians.
因为当时使徒在宣教的路程上呢，他们一般是住在这些好客的这个基督徒里头。
Now, so Paul wants the church in Corinth to have the opportunity for kindness during his second visit.
所以其实保罗是希望当时呢，哥林多教会能够对他显示这个好客殷勤招待的这个机会。
It was an opportunity for them to practice this spiritual gift.
在他第二次拜访的时候呢，他们能够像他这样子的对待他。
It was an opportunity to love.
这是给他们一个机会，能够表现他们的爱。
This second experience of grace occurred only much later.
这个表现呢，是在后期才能够表现出来。
Let's compare his two plans with his actual travel plans.
来，我们先看到他的那个，他原先计划的计划 A 跟计划 B， 跟他最后真正的做的计划是
His actual plan was from Ephesus to Corinth, and from Corinth he made a trip to Ephesus and back to Troas and Macedonia, and later ended in Corinth.
其实他是最后的时候呢，他真正行程是这样子的：从以弗所到哥林多教会，然后到以弗所，到最后来到特罗亚。
So after the painful visit at Corinth, he had to go back to Ephesus because there was a riot there, as recorded in Acts chapter 19.
自从他在这个忧伤的拜访这哥林多教会的，他回到以弗所呢，因为当时那边在产生一个大示威。
Now after that was settled, he returned to Macedonia as intended in Plan A.
当那示威平定的时候，他再回到马其顿呢，因为照他原先的计划回到马其顿。
Now it was in Macedonia that he wrote Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书就是他在马其顿的时候呢写的一封书信。
Did you know that the two Corinthian letters that we have today are not the only letters that Paul wrote to them?
大家可能今天要知道说我们哥林多前书、哥林多后书这两封书信不是。保罗写给他们的只有两封书信罢了，还有其他的书信。
It's believed that there were at least four. Some scholars think that there were seven.
学者都认为其实呢，大概有四封书信写给哥林多教会。
Now, First Corinthians refer to letter B, and Second Corinthians refer to letter D.
我们把它当成这个哥林多前书是就是那个书信 B。这个哥林多后书是书信 D, 就是第四封书信。
Now, letters A and C are lost and cannot be identified.
为什么呢？因为 A 跟 C 呢，就是第一跟第三封信呢，目前找不到。
Now his letters to the Corinthians were mainly about their discipline or the lack of it.
他的书信主题一般都是就针对这个哥林多教会的纪律性。
Now in letter A, he disciplined them about not to associate with sexually immoral people.
在第一封书信，他是教他们不要跟那些淫乱人在一起。
Now, after his surprise, painful visit at Corinth, he felt a severe letter to them would be better served than to visit them for a second time.
当他去拜访他们的时候，他出来的时候是忧伤的心情呢，所以当时他觉得说，他应该写了一封语气比较严重和苛求的信给他们。
This letter was described in chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, as we read earlier.
这个他们的这个信的内容就在哥林多后书。二章三到四节里头写出来。
Now it was believed that the severe letter was letter C.
我们知道最后第三封信是一个非常严厉苛刻的一封信。
Now no one knows when this letter was written, but it was never found.
没有人知道这个信是什么时候写的也找不到这封信。
The severe letter got him into further trouble.
他因为语气太过严重了，所以遭到别人的逼害。
He was accused of being a bully in his letters.
他在这封信，别人称他做欺负者。
Now Paul answers his charges with the testimony of his conscience.
这个保罗是怎么样子回复他们呢？他问心无愧。
His conscience is clear.
他问心无愧。
He has behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity.
因为他的行为是圣洁而是诚实的。
He may be a fool in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of God, he was deeply entrenched in the grace and loved.
在世人看他，可能他是一个愚拙的，但是在神的眼中，他是充满爱和恩典的。
Fortunately, not everyone was negative towards him.
还好，当时教会哥林多教不是每位都是反他的。
He had his many supporters.
他也有他的支持者。
Those who partnered with him in his ministry.
那是跟他一起同工的一些人。
They had true knowledge of his conduct.
他们知道他保罗真正的心和行为。
Paul did not deny his charges.
所以当时保罗也没有复利这一点。
He did not deny that he changed his plans.
他也没有说到他当时是真正的改变了行程。
He gave his reason for doing so.
而且他在这边呢也给他们做了一个解释。
It was to prevent greater hurt and pain for each other.
因为他不想再去探访他们，因为会带来更大的忧伤、更大的痛苦。
The time is not right.
这个时间不对。
He did not abandon his plan to see them, but merely held back to a later date.
他不是放弃来拜访他们，而是希望把这个时间再稍微的挪后。
Paul was not criticized because he changed his plan.
保罗不是因为他改变他的行程而受到他们的批评。
But the accusation was that he conducted it in ways according to the world, in his whims and fancy.
而他们的指责他是呢，他们认为他是按照自己的情欲呢来改变他的那个行程。
Paul was accused of someone who cannot be trusted.
所以他被其他人指控，他说他这个人不可以信任。
It was an attack on his character.
这个是对他人格的一个攻击。
Like Paul, our character may sometimes be criticized as well.
就像保罗一样，我们时候有时候我们的人格也被其他人攻击。
Our ministry sometimes we may come under scrutiny for our conduct as well.
有时候我们在侍奉的时候也会被人家攻击。
Someone may accuse you of building an empire in our church.
有时候别人说，我们在这边是建立自己的王国。
God forbids.
希望不是这样子的。
Someone may accuse you of stealing sheep from one ministry to another.
有时候你会被指控说，你从别的教会把他羊拉过来自己的教会。
Or from one church to another.
从这个教会到另外一个教会。
Someone may accuse you of being lazy, inefficient, uncaring, insensitive, overly demanding, fickle-minded, and lacking integrity.
这些指控包括你的无情，一些不是太过的这个敏感，或者要求诸多，三心两意来最后来妥协你自己的原则。
But have we missed the big picture?
在这个过程当中呢，我们有没有放错我们的重点呢？
Have we forgotten why we are in ministry in the first place?
难道我们忘了我们在事工上侍奉的重点是什么呢？
Have we lost our first love to love God and to love others?
我们有没有忽略了我们起初的爱和对别人的爱呢？
The question which I'm most troubled when reading this letter is why did Paul write this letter?
对我一个最重要的问题是说，保罗为什么写这封信？
What compelled him to respond in this manner?
什么东西促使他来写这封信呢？
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 to 15.
我们来看到哥林多后书第五章第十四十五节。
For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died and he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves but for him who died for them and was raised again.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人竟替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
The story is this.
这故事是这样子的。
Paul was a man who once persecuted Christians.
不要忘了，保罗这人原来是逼害基督徒的。
Was so transformed by his encounter with Christ that today he would stop at nothing to love others.
他原来是逼迫基督徒的，但是因为他跟神相遇后呢，现在他会不惜一切的来去爱其他的人。
He would endure his own weakness, others' criticism, charges, lack of appreciation, his soft-spokenness, etc., etc.
因着他的爱呢，他能够承受别人对他的无理的忽视、批评，还有对他的不欣赏。
Not so much from his enemies, but from the very people that he has poured out his love.
这些的批评和指控呢，不是从他的敌人那边来的，是他原来去照顾牧养的那些人过来的。
Read from the start of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, his agony for having to be harsh with his spiritual children.
如果你在读这个哥林多一章开始的时候，你看到他自己的他所承受的痛苦呢，他必须对这些没有纪律的基督徒呢，非常的苛刻，因为他们是做错了。
Having had to discipline them when they had done something wrong.
因为这些基督徒呢，他们做错了，所以他必须得去纪律他们。
Can you feel his pain?
你可以感觉到他的痛苦吗
？Especially parents out there.
如果你们做过父母的，你们就会知道。
After punishing your kids for something wrong, do you feel guilty when you do that?
当你惩罚做错事的孩子的时候呢，你心里会不会产生一种内疚感呢？
Do you feel bad and guilty as though you the one who were doing something wrong?
你会觉得有时候是自己是否做错了呢？
Feeling like you had to apologize for your kids for punishing them.
可能我需要去向儿女道歉一下。
I do.
我本身有这样的一个经验。
I feel really bad whenever I had to punish Ezra.
我们当我要需要去处罚这个我的女儿哈。
男的。
仪式啦。
I always made it a point to reconcile with him after punishing him.
我决定说每一次的话，当我处罚他的时候呢，他会，我会跟他重新的和好。
I will explain to him slowly what he has done wrong, and always end with a hug at the end.
我会好好的解释说为什么会这样做呢？最后呢，我们有一个拥抱来圆这样的一个东西。I'm
not sure if he understands what we are doing.
不知道他到底了解我在做什么东西。
But we do our best.
但是我尽量吧。
I've heard of horror stories of parents punishing their kids until they were hospitalized.
反过来说，我听到有一些父母呢，痛打他的孩子，直到那孩子必须进入医院。Now
that is not discipline. That is child abuse.
那个不是激励孩子，那个是虐待儿童。
Discipline has to be done in love.
有激励是从一个爱中来表现的。
Do not confuse discipline with abuse.
激励不是虐待他人。
Never discipline your kids when you are angry.
父母的不要激励你的儿女呢，当你生气的时候，不要激励他们。
To discipline in love is to give of oneself for the other.
那产生激励性呢，就是说把自己奉献给他们。
I like a recent lingo that I heard on the radio.
最近我在电视台收音机里面听到这样子一句话。
Now, you can give without love, but you cannot love without giving.
这样子翻译，一个心里有爱的人呢，就会奉献；一个奉献的呢，不代表他心里有爱。
Can you see Paul's love for the Corinthians here?
我们可以感受到保罗对哥林多教会的爱慕。
How he received no pleasure from them for what he has poured out to them.
他的付出得不到应得的这个赏赐。
What did he get in return?
他最后所得到是什么东西呢？
Pain.
是痛苦。
He felt pain that he caused them pain.
他所承受的是痛苦忧伤，因为他也对哥林多教会产生这个忧伤。
When it was them who caused him pain in the first place.
是他们对他。
And instead of wallowing in his pain, he was focused on theirs.
他与其沉沦在他自己的痛苦中呢，他把他焦点重新回到他们爱他的哥林多教会。
And in the name of Christ, he decided not to return.
所以他为了神的缘故呢，他决定暂时不要回到哥林多教会去了。
Can you see how much he struggled with his decision?
我们能够体会他在这样的一个决定上的一个挣扎吗？
Going through such lengths to explain it's not that he's abandoning them, but that he thought it best for now.
他能够这样的篇幅来解释他为什么不回去呢？是因为他告诉他们，他不是放弃他们，而是他们暂时不是最好的时候。Because
he hurt them so much the last time.
因为上次上一回他的严厉的程度呢，伤害了他到他们。Yet
continually he reassures them that he has not abandoned them.
但他继续告诉他们呢，他不是在拒绝他们。
Christ has not abandoned them.
因为上帝没有拒绝他们。
Pleading with them not to merely see his actions of not coming back sooner.
希望他们不要误解他为什么不提早回来哥林多探访他们。
And missing how he longs them to love them and for them to love him.
但是他心中是很渴慕再见到他们的。
To be proud of him. To accept him and to accept his love for them.
保罗也希望他们能够以这样的态度来去爱他，来为他感到骄傲。
Isn't that the love of Christ for every one of us?
难道这不是上帝对我们的爱吗？
This is a story of a man who encountered God even while he was persecuting God.
这个故事是关于一个人呢，他怎么样在与神相遇后呢，改变他生命。
But he got it.
他
He got God's love.
他得到了上帝的爱。
So much so that he is compelled to live as Christ lived for him.
到一个地步呢，他触动他呢，来为神而活。
As Christ lived and died for him.
就像神牺牲他自己为我们而死。
This is what all of us are called to.
其实这也是我们大家的一个呼召。
Be inspired by this beautiful example from Christ, from Paul.
我们应该看到这样保罗这样一个动人的榜样，而改变自己的行为。
Let us live in reckless abandon to love our neighbor as ourselves.
而我们能够毫无保留的去爱我们的邻舍和我们的周边的人。
Drawing from a wellspring of love from the Christ who first loved us.
从这个上帝爱的泉源那边支取力量啊。 来爱和牺牲
and sacrifice himself for us. Now, what can we learn from Pastor Paul?
所以呢，我们讲了那么多呢，我们能够从保罗身上学习到什么东西呢？
He holds on to just one simple truth.
他这个很简单的、很诚恳的一个意愿。
It's Christ's everlasting love.
就是永恒的爱。上帝永恒的爱。
In Christ, it is always yes, because Christ has fulfilled all the promises that God has given to him.
因为在上帝里面呢，凡事都是是的，因为上帝能够满足他对我们的一切的承诺。
Christ has loved us so much that he has given his life for our sake.
基督为了爱我们呢，牺牲了他自己。
Paul continues to love the church even though the church has failed him.
保罗也继续的爱哥林多教会，虽然说这个教会呢。对他没有这样子一个爱。
Can we love like Paul does? Can we love like Christ does?
我们能够爱的像这个上帝爱我们这样子，或者和保罗怎么爱这个教会这样子呢
？Not a groovy kind of love, but a painful kind.
这个爱不是那种你浓我浓的这种爱呢，而是这种忧伤痛苦的爱。
Can we love until it hurts?
能够我们再能够在爱到一个地步呢，我们感觉到。痛苦和忧伤吗？
My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, we are all God's children.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们都是神的儿女。
We were bought with a price.
我们是一个重价赎回的。
We are sealed in Christ with the Spirit in our hearts.
上帝以他的圣灵的印在我们的身上。
It is easy to say, we love because Christ first loved us.
其实说，我们爱了，因为上帝先爱我们，这句话说到简单。
If we truly believe in this,
但是如果我们真正的相信这个东西的话
that we are united in love because of Christ
我们在爱中合一因为基督的关系
we need to start putting our love into action
我们应该把这个爱从行动上表现出来
In the sermon last week Pastor Daniel asked us Are we mountaineering partners in ministry or are we competitors for resources like runners in a race
在上周光耀传道给我们简教信息我们是在这个登山中的这个伙伴呢还是我们在这个事工上的竞争者呢
At Jubilee Church, I really hope that we can see each other as mountaineers in ministry.
我们呢在我们这个团体里面在这个喜莲堂的事工里面我们应该把我们看成这个登山中的一个伙伴。
So Deacon Chen Han, when are we going to climb Mount Everest?
所以这个Pastor Wilson, 我们什么时候爬山呢
For us to do that, we need to give of ourselves for each other.
如果我们要成为一个属灵的伙伴呢，我们要为彼此牺牲。
We have to stop all the negative things that we talk about in our church.
我们应该停止一些负面的一些情绪。
We must build each other up.
我们要彼此的建立。
We cannot love without giving.
我们不能够没有奉献的爱。
We cannot keep expecting others to first love us.
不能一直都要求大家，你能给我什么？你能给我什么
？Christ has already loved us.
因为上帝已经先爱了我们。
Are we compelled to love others?
这个爱会不会促使我们呢？爱别人呢
？Let us take the first step to form deep and loving relationship in our church.
那我们先走第一步呢，来进到一个彼此相爱的一个教会。
Let us put our love into action.
把爱由行动表现出来。
Let us love until it hurts.
让我们爱彼此，爱到一个忧伤痛苦的过程。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we want to ask for your grace for us. And this morning, Lord, as we learn from Pastor Paul, his agony, his pain, his love for the church in Corinthian, Lord, we pray for our church, Lord.We pray for every one of us here who have been hurt before, whether be in ministry or in our life, in our work. We pray that, Lord, you teach us to continue to love the church, to love one another, and put others before us. Teach us to love, to give and love, Lord, to give of ourselves for each other. We continue to uphold your name in our presence, Lord.That your spirit continue to move us and shape us and transform us into your likeness. And all this we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.